I appreciate the Lord tonight. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. You find that place, you're able to stand to your feet. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. It is good to be in the house of the Lord this evening. I appreciate everybody coming out and being with us. Brother Nathaniel texted me earlier today about 9:42, and he said, "You feel that over there?" And I said, "Thank God. The Lord must be heading west. He's already here. Amen." I'm glad for that. Thank the Lord. I appreciate that it's real, friend. I'm glad. I say this all the time. I'm glad for what I feel in church, but I thank God I don't have to be in church to feel the presence of God. And I'm not living on secondhand spirit. Amen. Ain't that right? Thank God. Listen, I'm glad. Listen, I don't have to have lights on, and I don't have to have a crowd in order for me to fellowship with the Christ. I'm glad that it's real. It's real in my heart, and I'll go a step further than that. It's better than it's ever been in a crowd. Amen. I've been in some good services, but I ain't never hardly been in some times that just me and the Lord's had. Amen. Thank God when you ain't got to worry about who's listening. You ain't got to worry about who's watching. Just you and God. Amen. And I thank God for that. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. You pray the Lord help us tonight. I've been nervous all day looking forward to service. And you pray God help us. Very familiar passage of scripture. I'm going to kick off verse number 9. Bible says, "But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, said, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God." Notice this last verse says, "Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God." Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we sure thank you for letting us come to the house of God. Lord, one more time, what a blessing that it is just to get to be here. And Father, I sure thank you for everything that we've heard and felt in our heart. Oh God, I thank you particularly as we enter in. No doubt, everybody here tonight coming from that place, and Father, where they've been working and laboring, and they've been living life today, and God, they rushed home. Man, God, they done everything they could to get to the house of God. But oh God, once we came here, thank God, I'm glad that very first song made it worth it. God, when your presence filled the room, that started dealing with our hearts. I'd pray for a few minutes of time tonight. Oh God, put a guard at my mouth and help me not to say one word beyond what you'd have me to. Father, I pray tonight, God, that if this is the last time we ever get to preach, oh God, I pray, help me to say the best things I've ever said about you. God, I want to say this to you, and to say it, Father, thank God from my heart. Lord, I always have enjoyed preaching. God, most of the time, but oh God, I've enjoyed it, especially here lately. I sure thank you for the Bible. I thank you, God, for what you've been helping me with. I thank you, God, that it really, Father, if it ain't good for nobody else, I want to thank you, Lord, and God, that you'd pass by my way and speak to me in that private time. Oh God, I pray, help our church. I help the folks here. And if there's one soul not saved, oh God, I pray that tonight would be that night that they'd call on the Lamb of Christ, at the Lamb of God, and they'd be saved. Father, I love you. I bless your high and holy name. That's in Christ's name I humbly beg and ask all these things. Amen and amen. You can be seated. Man, I like that. I don't know that any of those verses, and that a feller could start anywhere, and a man make for some mighty good preaching. I like in verse 7 where he says, "But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory." And boy, I like that next verse. Thank God, which none of the princes of the world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. And so in other words, God had hidden his plan from those men in this world. But in the last days, they've been revealed unto us. And what a blessing, thank God, that the cross is not a mystery to you and I.
And we understand that what he done there, it was for our eternal glory. Amen. I'd say this to you, friend. And then he goes on to the next verse. And I understand that we take that and we talk about heaven. But I'm going to tell you there's more to verse 9. And then just about heaven. Eye hath not seen, and neither hath ear heard, and the things which God hath prepared for them that love it. Oh, thank God, I'm glad tonight ain't nobody here understood just how good it was going to be when you got born again. Amen. But man, I'm telling you, thank God, it sure has been good, ain't it? Amen. I'm listening, friend, ain't nobody makes me come to the house of God. Ain't nobody makes us worship. Hey, you know why we do it freely? And we do it out of the heart. And because the God of heaven is worthy of it, amen. Ain't that right, thank God? But all this next verse, what I want to preach about, I want you to notice what he said. He said, but God hath revealed them to us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things. He said, yea, the deep things of God. I'd like to preach on this subject tonight. On its way deeper than you think, amen. It's way deeper than you think. I felt thinking about this. I mean, listen, we understand that there are some shallow things in the Scripture. Or might I say some simple things. And I'm glad they're there. Ain't you glad they're there? I mean, thank God, I'm glad tonight that God put some low-hanging fruit down. And thank God, listen, and you're probably not going to get a hold of the fact that he's the propitiation for the, and not for your sins only, it sins also the whole world. And when you're 5 years old, and you probably ain't going to be able to get a hold of that. But I'll tell you what I could get a hold of. And Jesus loves me, this I know. And for the Bible tells me so. I'm glad, thank God, there's some things that God makes it so simple and that even a child can understand it. I'd say this to you. That Jesus loves me is pretty simple. But how he loves me and why he loves me, that man is way deeper than you think. Amen. And we're standing here tonight, thank God, friend. And every day I seem to be more and more acutely aware of the fact that I've never done one thing to earn the love of God. I have not earned the love of God. But God commended his love toward me. And that while I was yet a sinner, Christ died for me. I'm glad, thank God, for I ever knew. And the Bible said, herein is love. And thank God. I'm glad the Bible teaches us over and over again that we love him simply because he first loved us. I mean, really, we don't even understand what love much is outside of the Lord Jesus Christ. Husbands, if you're going to love your wife, he compares that to how Christ loves his church. Every love we know comes back to this. Amen. And so I'd say this to you tonight. Jesus loves me might be simple, but how he loves me, man, it's way deeper than you think. I thought about this. I'm glad. Saying Jesus saved me. That's pretty simple. Amen. And I'm glad, thank God, listen, I didn't understand all of it, and I don't understand it now, and you don't neither. Amen. Thank God, that's right. But I'll tell you this, I'm glad. As a 7-year-old boy, it's easy enough that I could get in. Amen. I mean, I get in, thank God. I was listening to a fellow the other day, and he's talking about, he's talking about how that, you know, everybody that come and got born again, all the folks that he is interested in, he said, man, I like to see adults come. And I say, thank God, God does save adults. And by the last time I checked, it's still written in red, and suffer the little children to come unto me. Amen. And I don't know where you stand at, but I'm sure I got glad I got in whenever I was real young. Amen. I'm glad for that, thank God. I'm glad, listen, when it's 7 years old, I didn't understand everything. I mean, listen, I'm honest with you. I think I understand less now than I did then, if I'm being real honest. But I'll tell you this. Hey, listen, it's way deeper than just raising your hand saying, God save me. I say this all the time in this church, but the longer I've been saved, the more I realize I had less and less to do with my salvation. Amen. And now listen, I'm not no Calvinist, thank God. I'm as far from it. But I'm telling you, friend, the longer you're in this thing, the more you realize it was a set-up job from before the foundation of the world. And God set the whole thing up. He set it up at Calvary. He set it up where you was at. Hey, listen, when you heard preaching, thank God, it wasn't by no accident that you heard what you heard. And God prepared. I hadn't thought about last Sunday night. Had those Mormon boys coming. You reckon it's a coincidence? Hunter McBride came, and for an hour, he hammered down on the blood of Christ. You reckon that's a coincidence? There's no coincidences with Christ. I'm telling you, it's much deeper than what you could ever begin to imagine. I thought about this tonight. I'm glad as a little boy I understood. And when I pray, Jesus hears me. And that's pretty good, amen. I mean, listen, I was 3 years old praying to God. I knew how to fold my hands. I knew how to bow my head. And listen, I knew how to pray. And then I got a little further down the road. And I got to realize in order for God to answer those prayers, he had to work all things after the counsel of his own will, amen. And to thank God, listen, I'm saying this to you tonight. It's an amazing thing that God's got a memory you and I can't even begin to fathom how we stand right here. And Brother Matt, things that I prayed years ago and quit praying about, and God never has forgot them. And here we stand at it. Thank God, listen, I tell you one of those, listen, it's in my heart real big tonight. And so I'm not going to tell too many stories, but I am going to tell this. Me and Owen was riding down the road the other day, and the Owen said, Daddy, he was concerned about a fellow that he heard about, and that fellow got kicked out of his church or whatever. And he said, Daddy, he said, when you reckon that you'll leave? Amazing grace. I said, thank God, listen, son. I said, ain't entirely left up to me. I said, but I hope by the good grace of God that whenever I leave this church, that's when we all leave in the rapture, amen. Oh, yes, thank God. And listen, friend, if it's left up to me, you couldn't bomb me out of here, amen. Thank God, listen, I'm telling you, it's by the good grace of God. I've done preached in far too many places. Hey, listen, been through far too many dry places for me not to appreciate where I'm sitting at. And now some of you may not appreciate it, and that's between you and God, all right? I'm just talking about for me, thank God. And listen, you can go anywhere and eat and stay alive, but thank God not every place can you go eat something good, amen. That's right. And thank God, listen, somebody asked me the other day, and they said, preacher, they said, we can't believe you drive that far and just to go to church, and a lot of folk in here do. And they say, why would you do that? Hey, 100 churches between you and there. And you know, I leave my house all the time, go eat in Knoxville, and I don't stop at the Waffle House. I don't stop at the Crystal, thank God. I'll pass up 1,000 restaurants and go get something good, amen. Ain't that right, thank God? Oh, listen, I'm saying this tonight. What a blessing. I'm glad. Hey, you say, preacher, what's that got to do? What's that got to do with God hearing your prayer? Well, when I was an evangelist a long time ago, I thank God never thought that I ever would pastor. Y'all understand that the way I preach, it doesn't really lend itself to pastoring, amen. It lends itself to enemies mostly, amen. And I thought, Lord, that's not cut out for me. But as a probably 22-year-old boy, I got to praying with the Lord, and I said, Lord, if you ever did want me to pastor, I said, I hope you'll put me in one place and let me stay there the rest of my days. And God, I don't want to just come flying in and flying back out. I hit the greatest hit sermons and then go right back out the door. I'd like to sow in some people, amen. And see a few generations come up and see God do something special, amen. And to thank God, I'm glad. I get to looking back and I say, Lord, I don't even know what I was saying then, but God did, amen. I'm saying it's way deeper than that. I may not never get to the message, but I'm telling you, thank God. Oh, listen to me, friend. My God, that's way deeper than you ever think it is. Amen. Oh, yes. I mean, over there, you remember in John chapter number 4. And when that woman sits there at the well, and she says, sir, you have nothing to dwell with, and the well is deep. And she didn't have no idea. And then, thank God, Jesus wasn't interested in her having the well. It's interested in her having him. And thank God. And that well might have been deep, but he was deeper. Amen. Oh, thank God. Listen, what I'm trying to say simply is this. I'm glad it's deeper than you know it is. I got thinking, listen, hey, you might have entered into it, but you have never explored it all. Amen. I turned around, thank God. I mean, listen, you might have got saved and tasted of it, but you ain't never got out to where you've explored it all. I got thinking about this, Rodney, and you'll just have to bear with me in my folly. But I got thinking about that man as a little boy. I'm glad the grace of God is shallow enough that you can stick your toes in it. But I'm glad, thank God, there's never been a saint that's ever got to the bottom of it. And you say, preacher, how do you illustrate that? It's just like that ocean, amen. Amen. I mean, thank God, I'm glad that folks of all ages can dip their toes in it and they can swim in it. But there ain't not one person ever been to the bottom of that Mariana Trench. It's too deep for you, amen. And then I got thinking about this. I Googled this, and so you can go home and Google it yourself. But I Googled. I said, Lord, I tapped into Google. I said, hey, Google. I said, how long would it take if somebody was to examine every square inch of the ocean? How long would that take? You. I wanted to know, thank God. I mean, how long would it take you to examine every bit of it? This is what it said. It said that it would take a fella if he examined one square inch every second and never stopped to sleep, never stopped to eat, and never stopped to do nothing. It said it'd take him 254 quadrillion years and to examine every square inch of the ocean. And you say, what's the big deal? And the big deal is the Savior have measured them out in the hollow of his hand. I mean, listen, friend, if what he holds in the hollow of his hand, that would take you 254 quadrillion years to get a hold of it. And that's why in eternity, thank God, it's a little deeper than you think it is. Amen. Oh, yes, thank God. I'm telling you, friend, you might have entered it, but you've never explored it. I thought about this tonight. I mean, listen, friend, when you come to it, you might have enjoyed it. I mean, you might enjoy salvation, but you've never exhausted it. I mean, thank God, listen, look up here at me. I'm telling you, it gets better the longer I'm saved, amen. I mean, listen, I ain't sad about it. I ain't mad about it. I'm growing more and more, and thank God, content with the work of Christ, amen. Oh, listen, what a blessing it is to be in this place where you're in that. And you know, thank God, you're enjoying it. But you're not exhausting it. You say, what's the big deal about that? Thank God, that means if this thing's still going on 100,000 years from now, which it won't be, but if it is, amen. And thank God, listen, salvation will still be just as deep then as it is right now. He'll never get to the bottom. I thought, not only, thank God, it's that well deeper than you think it is, but that well's much richer than you think it is too. Amen. Oh, listen, I start thinking about this. If everybody in here was given a bucket and we started drawing out, I mean, listen, you know what happened? If we all done that to the same well over and over, and we probably going to dry that well up. But here's the good news. And you can draw from it. Draw it up. Enjoy that one. And put your bucket back down and draw it up again. And we can do that for the rest of eternity. And we'll never draw it out. Amen. And you say, how do you know? Because the Bible done said in the book of Ephesians, oh, the depths and the riches, and thank God of his grace. How deep is it, preacher? I don't know, thank God. I ain't got to the bottom of it yet, but I'd sure like to try, amen. Thank God, listen. I'm saying this to you tonight, friend. It is deeper than you think it is. There's more to salvation. I mean, you know, down here in the South, that salvation's where you walk an aisle. And you got a feeling in your stomach one time. And you repeated a prayer. And thank God, and then you went back. And nothing ever changed in your life. That's what salvation looks like in the South. But that's not what Bible salvation looks like. Oh, thank God, no. I'm talking about Bible salvation. It'll send you home with your enemies. And it'll help you to clean their wounds. It'll get the whole house saved. Before the whole thing's done. Amen. Amen. I tell you, listen. I mean, thank God, friend. It'll be better than you ever think it will. That salvation will make you do things you never thought you'd do. It'll make you thankful for things that you never thought you'd be thankful for. I mean, listen, I'm talking about salvation. I mean, look here, you know what? I've not got tired of watching other folks get saved either, amen. Is that all right? Thank God. I mean, what a blessing come to the house of God. And then one more gets hit, and I think that might be the last one. But when God don't call his church up, I think there's room for one more. There's room for one more. That's richer than you know. That's why I like them old songs. Hey, listen, I understand tonight that there's a lot of young generation, and they're being deceived by the contemporary music. And they say, man, I like the beat. I don't care about the beat. Thank God. I want to know who it's about. Amen. And I still say this day, and I'll say, if God will help me, I'll say it till I die. I'll put any song they got up against "There Is a Fountain Filled with Blood Drawn from Emmanuel's Veins." And for sinners plunged beneath that flood and lose all their guilty state. And you know that song don't get old. Amen. That song, the beat don't wear off of it. And the spirit ain't never wore off of it. I'm telling you, I don't know what to tell you. Hey, maybe a lot of folks like the new sound, but I'm telling you, the spirit that's with it, that does not bear witness with the spirit of God. Amen. Oh yes, thank God. I'm telling you, look here, you don't have to like that. It's right. Amen. Hey, it's right. It's right. It's right. Amen. I'm talking about the deep things of God. Hey, listen, it's deeper than you thought it was. It's richer than you thought it was. I want to say this to you. It's fuller than you ever thought it was. Amen. I just say, preacher, what's that, man? I got to thinking about this. I wonder how many folks have drank from that well over the years. And listen, I'm talking about those ponds, they go up and down. And the ocean ebbs and flows. But it don't make any difference who's down. And the well of salvation. And the Bible says, therefore with joy, and we draw from the wells of salvation. I'm talking about, friend, they ain't never receded. And not one-tenth of one-thousandth of an inch. Amen. That's still as full today as it ever has been. Ain't that right? I'm talking about, thank God. And some of you ain't near as happy as I am tonight. And I can tell it, thank God. I thought we might have got our joy back Sunday, but maybe not. Listen, you say, preacher, how do I get it back? Just reach your hand up and holler for it. And see if it won't come back to you. Amen. Tell the Lord where you lost it at. I'm telling you, thank God. And when you really realize what Christ endured to secure your salvation, that you might not die and go to hell, it is deeper than we think it is. Amen. Oh, yes. Help me listen. Thank God, friend, I'm talking about. I'm glad that when it comes to salvation. But I'll say this, I'm glad. I mean, there's deep wells of salvation, and then there's the deep cells of service. Amen. Look here, look in the Bible, Psalm 107. Let me turn there real quick. And to those that are familiar with the Bible, you know where I'm going to go. And to thank God, watch what your scripture says here. And Psalm chapter 107, you can just listen. I'm sure you'll get there. The Bible says in verse 23, it says, these that go down to the sea in ships and do business in great waters, these see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. Amen. I want to say this to you. It's a little deeper than what you think it is when it comes to service. Amen. Everybody listen to me real good right here. I want you to understand, Jesus said in Luke 5, he said, therefore launch out into the deep. Amen. God did not intend for us to stand on the shore of service our entire lives. Amen. Yes. God did not intend for that to be the case. Listen, I'll tell you, there's a lot of folks, and they play the hokey pokey with Christ when it comes to service. They got one foot in, they got one foot out, and they're trying to stand here with one foot on the shore and the one foot on the boat. But I'll tell you what'll help you, thank God. I just get on the boat and to cut the rope, amen, and go out where God wants you to go, thank God. It'll take you places you didn't know you was going to go. Help me better than you thought it was going to be. I'm telling you, listen, friend, there's more to it, thank God, and just come to the house of God. I thank God for every person that comes, that there's more to service, and that's just coming in the house of God and sitting and listening. There's more to service than us amening. There's more to service than us raising our hands. There's more to service than singing. There's more to service than teaching. There's more to service than preaching. I mean, thank God, this ought to be a joy. I'm talking about, thank God, there ought to be something on the inside of our soul. I'd say, man, I want to go. Have some have compassion and make a difference. Others saved with fear and pulling them out of the fire. Hating even the garments that are spotted by the flesh. I mean, listen, friend, why don't we just go out in the deep sometimes? Oh, thank God, hear me. It's good to stand on the shore. But there's some things you'll never see as standing on the shore, amen. Oh, thank God. Listen, you say, preacher, I've seen some shark. You know the only kind of sharks I've ever seen? Haven't much standing on the shore. I'm talking about big ones. I ain't talking about little ones. I mean, everybody can see a little shark. I'm talking about a big one. You know the only kind of big one I've ever seen? It's a dead one, amen. I mean, I've seen one washed up. I've seen them horseshoe crabs washed up. I've seen a lot of animals washed up. And thank God, but they're all dead. How you'll have to go out into the deep if you want to see them alive, amen. I'm saying this to you, friend. That's the reason there's a lot of folks, and they ain't got no joy. It's everything they're seeing from the deep. It's dead and washed up. But if you'll just get in the boat and go out there, and you'll see there's still power. Ain't still something living, amen. Ain't still wonders in the deep serving God, amen. Oh, listen, preacher, listen to me, friend. I'm saying this to you tonight. I thought about these wonders in the deep. I mean, you get out there, you'll see wonders you never thought you'd see. I mean, listen, I want to see some things that somebody else will write about. Y'all with me right there? Look up here at me, thank God. Listen, I don't want to see some things that other folks would write about. And you say, what's that look like? It looks like Peter stepping out of the boat and stepping on the water. And Peter didn't write about it, somebody else did. And thank God, they wrote about it. Hey, but old Peter got to experience it, amen. Thank God, listen. I'd like to experience some of that. That George Mueller stuff, wouldn't you? I mean, were you praying for something? And then God lets the old milk carton break down in front of your house. And he lets the bread come right on time. I mean, listen, I'd like to see some of that. I'd like to see some of that Dave Barnhouse stuff. And for those of you around here, let me share this one right here. This one makes me happy. Oh, Brother Dave Barnhouse out one time. And thank God his car broke down in the middle of nowhere. And he stopped. And he said, Lord, this is your car and this is your problem. I'm just a missionary on deputation. He said, what are you going to do about it? And the car's broke down and it's your problem. How are you going to fix it? And old Dave said, I just sat down and I said, Lord, I'm going to wait on you. And in just a minute, here came a tow truck. Amen. Here come a tow truck. And the old tow truck driver got in there, Jordan. And he said, are you a preacher? He said, yes, sir. He said, I was driving down the interstate the other day, or tonight, and he said, as I was driving down, he said, God said, turn around and to go back to that exit. He said, Lord, that's a long way. He said, the Holy Ghost said, turn around and go back to that exit. And he said, I was driving down a two-lane road. And oh, Dave, if you know him, it makes it better, amen. Oh, Dave just says, sitting there, and he just said, all right, I knew the Lord was coming, amen. I'm telling you, listen, you say, preacher, why don't I see that stuff? I'm going to tell you this, listen to me, everybody can hear me. If you don't hear nothing else I say, and the reason we like to stand on the shore is because it's easy to have confidence about what's in the deep when you're standing on the shore. But when you get in the boat, you can't have confidence. You got to have dependence, amen. Oh, thank God. When you get out there where you're dependent, that's when you see God do something, amen. I thought, but I'm going to tell you this, if you'll go out, it is deeper than you think it is. I mean, thank God, listen. As folks ask me all the time about my boys, and they'll say, listen, what would you do if God called them to the mission field? I said, I'd shout to glory came, amen. And if he never does nothing, and they sit right at their job at the factory desk, and they try to win somebody, the Lord, I'll shout over that too. I'm glad I'm saying this to you, friend. Wherever the will of God is for your life, just get all in right there, amen. Yeah, I'm talking about these wonders in the deep. Hey, but I'll tell you this, why folks don't like to go is because there's too much weakness in the deep, amen. And when you're a little bitty ship in a real big ocean, you understand that you are at the disposal of whatever the water wants to do, amen. If the waves get high, you're in trouble. Thank God, I don't care how big your boat is. Whenever a hurricane's coming through, your boat look mighty small. I'm saying that, listen, friend, when you've just casted yourself out and you're dependent on Christ and you're saying, Lord, if you don't come by, And if you don't help me, my boat sunk. And God, if you don't touch me, then we're in trouble. And God, if you don't move, then nothing else is going to happen. And in our generation, where everything seems to be more and more manufactured, we are still dependent on a holy God to do a great work, amen. And if God don't do it, I don't even want to be a part of seeing it done, amen. I'm saying this, listen. I'm telling you, friend, there's weakness out in the deep. You realize God's big and you're small. You realize, thank God, listen, I'm no match. It's easy to stand on this shore of comfortability. I mean, thank God we're all creatures of habit. 95% of you sitting in the same seat you always sit in. And I'm not again that. I sit in the same seat I like to sit in too. Amen. We like things to be pretty comfortable. And we feel like we're in tribulation. How you know if our tire goes flat and if our washer goes out? Amen. Thank God y'all ought to help me a little more right there. If I got a headache and somebody talked bad about me, and we must be in the 7 years of tribulation. Lord, I know you said you'd keep me from it. But all I know is this. I've got a headache today. My tire's flat. I've got a hole in my sock. And this has to be as bad as it's ever going to be. I'm telling you, thank God we're mighty spoiled in this generation, ain't we? We're mighty spoiled in this generation. And meanwhile, somewhere in Africa, hey, some woman got a kid strapped to her chest, unstrapped her back. I got a tub on her head, had about 50 changes of clothes. And she's going to go down to crocodile-infested waters, have to try to clean. And we're acting like we're in tribulation. And somebody ought to help right there. And thank God, God help us, amen. It's easy to stand on the shore, but to go try to do something for God, you realize how weak you really are, amen. Oh, yes. Listen, I understand these folks today. I get to, you know, there's times. Listen, I don't want to preach mean. I'm happy tonight, all right? I ain't even going to, but I will say this. There's folks all the time, they'll say, man, that preacher, all he does come in, and he preaches a few things, and he gets a little loud, and he takes a little scripture, and that's all there is to it. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll trade places between now and Sunday, amen. I'll sit where you're sitting at with my eyes closed and my arms folded, and you come up and preach, amen. Amen. Come on now, thank God. All of a sudden it's a little different, ain't it? Amen. Hey, so listen, there's a little more goes into it. And then just like the old timers used to say, open up your mouth and hope God feels it. Hey, so a little more goes into it than that, amen. Hey, so a little bit of study. And hey, so gotta be a help of God. And this is a mighty miserable place to be when God ain't helping you, amen. Amen. Just let me say this. It'll help your worship to go out in the deep. Help you worship. Folks that appreciate those songs. Folks that have lived through them. Been out in the deep, thank God. I thought about this. You know who appreciates the harbor most? It's not the people on shore. It's the folks that's been out in the ships, amen. They've lived through some storms. They've sailed through some waters. And when they get to come into the harbor, they're excited about it, amen. Hey, listen, that's what makes Wednesday night so sweet. Owen asked me the other day, he said, Dad, hey, he said, if you got to preach in one service, which service would it be? I said, let everybody else have Sunday mornings. They can preach all they want to. Make no difference to me, thank God. I'll take a Wednesday night, any night of the week, amen. I'll preach, thank God, when there ain't nobody else there. Whenever the Wednesday night crowd's there, that's usually the folks that have sailed a little through some stuff. Hey, listen, thank God it'd been easy for everybody here tonight. I got home from work, went and fixed a meal. Everybody's tired. I understand all that. And you could have stayed home. You know why you came? Because this is the harbor, amen. And we all show up to the harbor. And thank God when they get to singing songs, and like I know my name is there, and the glory to his name, it does something for us. Because we thought hell all week, and now Christ has given us a little reprieve, and for just a moment, amen. It's deeper than you think it is. Amen. That's why, listen, when you see some old saints of God stand up with them hands lifted up, I mean, it does something for me. Miss Irene does something for me when you sing. I mean, it helps me, thank God. It helps me for Miss Irene. It don't just help me what she sings. It helps me how she sings. Y'all all right there? She gets up here, hands still raised, smile still on her face, Joy's still in her heart. Yeah. Not singing new songs. Right. God just seems to be keep honoring old ones.
Right.
Listen, does that not make you happy?
Amen.
You know what makes it good? She sailed through some waters.
Right.
I'll never forget this as long as I live. I'm about done. But y'all hang tight with me just a minute. I'll never forget as long as I live. Right after she came back from a stroke, nobody, we didn't know if she was going to live or die. Is that right? Pine Haven Baptist Church sitting there. And listen, I don't even know how she got there. I mean, I know how physically. I just don't know why she felt like being there. Then all of a sudden I heard that voice, and she started singing that good old song I like her to sing sometimes. I mean, listen, Lord, you're the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Amen.
And for some reason that night it meant just a little more than it had the other nights. You know why? That ship had been in some deep waters, and now it was in the harbor, safe and sound. And all of a sudden, that was a little sweeter that night.
Amen.
Amen. I want to say this to you. Listen, look here. Let me turn one more place, and I'll be done preaching. I can tell you're done listening already. Jeremiah chapter 49. Turn there with me real quick, and I'm going to preach it. I'm done preaching anyhow. Jeremiah 49. I want to say this, and I'll be done in just a few minutes. Here the Bible says, verse number 8, he says, flee ye, turn back, and dwell deep. You don't have to turn there. I'm done. We find some deep wells, we find some deep cells, and then we find some deep dwelling. It says, this is what he said. He said, hey, the enemy's coming, you better dwell deep. Amen. You say, preacher, what's that look like? What he's saying is this. Thank God, you better go as deep as you can while you can, because the enemy's coming. Amen. He didn't just say go visit the depths. He said go dwell deep. Amen. I got thinking about this. Let me say this to you real quickly. And I got thinking about why the Lord would want us to dwell deep. That's that area of separation. Had a thought about this. Thank God where we stand at today. If there's ever a time we need to be separated from the world, it's right now. Amen. Listen, let me say this while it's in my heart. You can't dwell deep and live shallow. You okay with that? Let me run that by you one more time. Everybody pay attention real good. You can't dwell deep and live shallow. Amen. Those two things don't go together. You can't come in the house of God, have shout her out, let the tears flow, have a hallelujahs roll, and then when you leave here, you leave real shallow. Those two things don't go together. Thank God. He said, no, you're not your adulteress and adulteresses. That friendship of the world is enmity against God. He said, therefore, if any man be a friend of the world, he's an enemy of God. Amen. That's what he said. I didn't say that. That's James chapter 4, verse 4. Romans 12, 2, be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect, a will of God. Amen. Listen, thank God, if we're ever going to get to see deep things, experience deep things, we're going to have to go a little deeper in our walk. Amen.
Amen.
Have to go deeper in our walk. Say, preacher, here's the thing. I don't expect probably folks to start off from the shore and then just end up in the deep. Here's the question. I feel like this is where preaching fails most of the time.
Yeah.
Is how do we get from here to there? George Mueller didn't just become George Mueller overnight. No. Didn't happen that way. He didn't get saved as a boy and then go start trusting God to feed 100,000 orphans just like that. Said how to get there. He got there by one obedient step at a time. So how'd I get in the deep? Whenever God wants you to do something, you just step out.
Amen.
Listen, you're not never going to get real deep if God asks you to do something in a place like this and you tell God no here. If you tell him no here, I'll guarantee you're going to tell him no out there. This is a safe place. I'm saying this. Listen. We got to be separated from the world.
Amen.
Number two, when you start dwelling deep, you'll be shielded from your enemy.
Amen.
Now, you'll not be spared from him.
Right.
You'll just be shielded from him.
Right. Amen.
I wish somebody would smile at me at least. Can y'all do that?
Oh, yeah.
That'd help me a little more. Yeah. Just smile at me. Don't
Come on, bro.
At me.
That's good preaching.
If you'll get deep, I'm talking about the deeper you'll get in this right here, It will not spare you from troubles.
Right.
As a matter of fact, if you're going to do something for God, it'll invite them.
Right.
It'll invite them. But though all the troubles may come, Man, I'm talking about you'll be walking with one that'll keep you shielded and protected from the enemy that's after you.
Amen.
Ain't that right? Oh, yes, listen. Stand to your feet. I'm going to give you this. I'm done. Allison, get ready, Carl. Come pen. I want you to listen. You start dwelling a little deeper, and I thought about this. I'm gonna say this just real plain. The less the world attracts you, you get down there, the less the world attracts you, the less circumstances will shake you.
Amen.
You start dwelling deep, those roots will start getting deeper and deeper in Christ, rooted in Christ and built up in Him.
Amen.
I mean, it's deeper than you think it is.
Yes,
there's more to this thing than just living in the shallows all the time. The deeper you go, the sweeter it gets. Deeper it goes, sweeter it gets. Allison, play. God spoke to your heart tonight. If you're here and you're not saved, never been.